So welcome to Share Talk. This is John from Share Talk speaking with Thor Mining CEO and Chairman Mick Billings, all the way from Australia. Mick, welcome. How are you doing today?
Well, thanks, John, and thanks for having me aboard.
Very good. So just to kick things off, for the benefit of any new listeners who may not be aware of the Thor Mining story, can you give us a brief summary of what you're about?
Certainly, John. Thor essentially is in the tungsten business. We have a tungsten project in the Northern Territory of Australia we call Molly Hill, which we believe is shovel ready, subject to finance. And we have another tungsten project in Nevada in the USA, which we think is going to be a very good long-term tungsten producer, but that's several years from being ready for finance and development. We have a couple of other small things in the background. We've got a small gold project in Western Australia, but that is a very early stage. You'd call that a grassroots project. And we've got a small revenue stream we're looking forward to quite eagerly from the sale of a gold project come next February.
Okay. So if we go to Molly Hill to start off with, this is obviously one of your core projects. You had some news out last week about the drill program conducted in August. And you got some assay results from that. Can you give us any more detail around that and just sort of give us what's the significance of these latest assay results?
John, the drill program at Molly Hill was what we would call geochem sampling to look for host rocks that look quite like Molly Hill and hopefully a little bit of tungsten contained in them, with the objective of over time coming up with a couple of extra tungsten deposits within ready trucking distance of the Molly Hill project. You know, we want to extend the life of Molly Hill. We would like to expand the scale of a little bit more. And one of the ways to do that is to find some extra deposits close by that can be mined and carted to the plant relatively economically. Now, geochem sampling is not necessarily, particularly with tungsten and also for another commodity that behaves geochemically in a similar fashion, which is gold, it is different to some of the other commodity or minerals that or metals that that are soluble and quite reactive. Now, tungsten and gold are neither of that, so a little bit of tungsten in the soil means you are relatively close to quite a bit more. It's not mobile, and therefore, while we would always hope for on the first drill, in the first hole that you ever drill, a screaming hit of tungsten, this was quite unrealistic expectation. What we have found is sniffs of tungsten and host rocks that look like the Molly Hill skarn in two places relatively close to Molly Hill. This is encouraging. It's not, we've not yet found an ore body, but what we have done is found some pointers towards where we should go and drill in the near term in the reinforced hope, I think, that there is another tungsten deposit or two close by.
Okay, and is that something that we could expect further updates on in Q4 this year?
We are going to drill at around those intersections again. It'll be some closer spaced, tighter spaced drilling, and perhaps a little bit deeper than the holes we've done, because we're vectoring into towards where we think a deposit might be. It's unlikely to be before Christmas. I suspect it will be in sometime during the first half of 2017.
Okay. And in the last presentation you did when you were over here with Mining Maven last month, we saw some indication that you'd be releasing statements about MMP approval and financing of the project potentially. Are we still on course for that in the next couple of months?
Finance approval is really dependent on the tungsten pricing in our view, John, and while the tungsten price forecast is quite bullish, and
sure,
people are saying that in 2000 and in the back end of 2016 the price is going to start to sneak up a little bit, building on the improvement earlier on in the year, and go up a little bit more again in 2017. I think realistically we are waiting for a price for tungsten that is a little bit higher than it currently is. And I think the people that we talk to who forecast these things say they believe that it's the case, and then some of them are putting numbers on it which would work for us. But with the current tungsten price, I think we might have to wait a little bit longer.
Okay.
In respect of the MMP, that's an annual mining management plan that has to be submitted to the Northern Territory government in advance of in advance of development, and that is the last piece of approval we have. We've got approval for from the Environmental Protection Agency, from the traditional owners, from and a bunch of others. The last thing is the MMP. When we submit the MMP, we have to be prepared to lodge a bond in respect of the rehabilitation of the mine of somewhere between $2.5 and $3 million. This is a chicken and egg thing. Really, we'll submit that MMP and pay that bond when we have finance approval. We'd prefer not to submit it until that finance approval is in place, for obvious reasons.
Okay. So just to summarise, I mean, what are your plans for the future of the Molly Hill project as a whole?
Yeah, we are continuing to work on Molly Hill. We are looking for additional deposits close by. We are also doing a lot of work on some issues where we think we can reduce the costs of production at Molly Hill. And the best example of that I can talk about is some work we're doing with solar power for daytime operations, where we believe we can provide about 60% of the electricity required during daylight hours using solar power, and that is much cheaper than by burning diesel, and initiatives of this nature, and there are a couple of others, but this is probably the one that with the biggest impact, have helped us to move the operating costs down a bit, and we're continuing to work to on initiatives like this to make the project as financially viable as we can.
Okay. And can you give us an update as to how things are progressing at the Pilot Mountain asset in Nevada?
Sure, John. Pilot Mountain is probably where the next piece of field activity for Thor will be. We are planning a drilling program there early in the new year, late January, early February or thereabouts. We have recently received approval from the regulators in Nevada to do that work, and the objective is twofold. There are four tungsten deposits that are known at Pilot Mountain. We have a resource on one, and on the other three, we have what we call exploration targets. Now, the f- the resource we have on the deposit known as Desert Scheelite, the last hole that was drilled into that about 3.5 years ago, I think, intersected at about 180 meters from surface, and therefore in probably an underground mining territory, some very high and quite thick intersections of tungsten and copper. The tungsten was almost 0.9%, which in tungsten terms for deposits is very high indeed. And the copper grade was about 1.8%. And if you put those two together and talk about it in copper terms, you've probably got roughly 6% copper equivalent. So in this drilling program, well, the first thing we're going to do is put a couple of holes not too far from that last intersection to see if there's some continuity of that sort of, or that tenor of mineralization. If there is, well, that's happy days. The second thing we plan to do is drill one of the other deposits that had a resource on it in the 1970s under a bunch of rules that don't apply anymore.
Sure.
But we've been doing some work with the resource geologists that we work with on Pilot Mountain to work out what we need to do to convert that exploration target that we now have at Garnet into a JORC compliant resource. There's about 75 holes in Garnet that we have historical records of. We've got the cross sections, we've got the drill logs, and the lithology. What we don't have is the raw data, i.e. the cuttings or the core from those holes, and therefore can't declare a resource. However, if we drill 6 or 7 or 8 holes into Garnet, that gives us the same result as holes that we would be twinning from. Give us the same result as was recovered back in the 1970s. The resource geologist is telling us that is probably sufficient to come up with a new resource estimate. Now, we have conservatively estimated the exploration target at Garnet at somewhere between 2 and 3 million tons, and at a grade between 0.3 and 0.4%. If we get that, we'll have increased the resource inventory at Pilot Mountain by about between 30 and 40%, with a very small number of holes and a relatively low cost drilling program. We think this is worth doing, and we plan to do it early next year.
Okay, so encouraging signs then. I mean,
we believe so. We're very enthusiastic about Pilot Mountain.
Great. Okay. Are there further sites in the sort of local region around Nevada that we can expect to see any maybe new exploration in the near future?
In Nevada, Pilot Mountain is our principal focus. We have had the odd project offered to us over the last couple of years since we've had exposure in Nevada. None of them have really grabbed us and got our attention. Having said that, there are some other projects elsewhere around the globe that we do look at from time to time, and while we like the projects we have, we always kick the tires on any new opportunity.
Sure. I mean, are you able to give a rough value in situ at this stage using the sort of current estimated resource figure that you've got?
At Pilot Mountain?
Sure, yeah.
I'd have to do the maths, but we're talking several hundred million dollars just with the resource we currently have.
Currently, yeah.
Now, what we don't have is a reserve on there to say how much of that resource can be economically mined. So, we don't have the information to allow us to calculate that reserve at this stage. But the in-ground resource at the current tungsten price, there's several hundred million dollars of material there.
And when do you have a timeline on when shareholders could maybe expect to see further data as to, you know, what the resource looks like in more detail?
The resource estimate we have on Desert Scheelite has was published in or around June 2014. That's on our website, and that's about 6.5 million tons at roughly 0.3% tungsten, plus a little bit of copper and silver. We would not be doing an update on that until after this next drilling program. And we would hope that at the end of that drilling program, the resource estimate will be somewhere around the best part of 10 million tons at the grades we have, or at the existing grades, or hopefully slightly better. But that's at the mercy of the drill bit that will get put to the task in early next year. I'd suggest that if we do the drilling program in or around February, assay results take a few weeks. The resource geologist then does his work sometime towards the back end of March or early April. We would hope to have an updated resource, but they are pretty arm waving time estimates, John, I must admit.
Okay. Have you yourself or any of the other management team got any plans to visit the site in the near future?
There will certainly be a visit. We'll have a couple of people on site, of course, during the drilling program early next year, and there will be a visit there sometime during November by a couple of people as part of the planning process.
Okay. So moving on to Spring Hill, you mentioned it briefly earlier. Obviously, this has been asset that you've sold recently, and you've got $1.5 million Aussie dollars coming through for February 2017 planned at the moment. I've had a question from a shareholder where they've asked if there's any plans to maybe try and bring this payment date forward. Is that something that you've been looking at all?
John, we were certainly looking at ways to bring it forward earlier on in the year. Unfortunately, our view of a reasonable discount to do that, and the view of the people on the other side of a reasonable discount, never really coincided.
Okay.
Now, you know, we're talking about 4 months from when that money is due, because it's due on or around the 27th of February. If to bring it forward when it's that close, it'd mean we'd be getting less than $1.5 million Aussie dollars. I think we're now inclined to say, well, perhaps we should wait and collect the whole lot.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably the way it will end up. The people who have who are buying it from us, you know, and they gave us $2 million as the first installment back in February of this year. They've continued to work on the project. They've been very active. They've been doing lots of drilling, some permitting for permitting work for operations, and they're talking with operators of a processing plant nearby to toll treat that, with the objective of toll treating the ore through that. They sound pretty committed to this process and to developing Spring Hill. So that gives us some confidence that that in February next year they won't be arguing for more time or backing out or ducking and weaving. And therefore, without issuing a guarantee, I'm quietly confident that that money will turn up at the end of February as is scheduled.
So once that cash actually comes into the business, expected at the end of February next year, how significant is that going to be for you? What are you going to be able to use that for?
John, it's pretty important to us. So we've scraped through by the skin of our teeth, doing a little bit of work here and a little bit of work there for over the last several years in what has been a very, very awful market for junior resource companies when it comes to raising cash. I think some of our shareholders feel like they're a long suffering bunch, and they're becoming a little jaded at the continual dilution as we issue more shares to keep ourselves going and to do the work we need to do. If we've got I guess it's just over £900,000 in today's money.
Sure.
If we can put that to work to develop the company projects without asking shareholders to dip their hands into their wallets yet again, I think that's a very good thing. There are some things we would like to do on the projects that cash constraints have held us back for some time. It will be, and we have to acknowledge that $1.5 million Aussie dollars won't last forever, but we'll be, there are some things we would like to do on Pilot Mountain and on development and expansion of things at Molly Hill, and that $1.5 million dollars will get applied against very quickly.
So once Spring Hill moves towards production and it's mined to the sort of kind of existing plans, you've obviously got a royalties agreement there, which is quite interesting. And do you have a kind of figure in mind for the annual income from those royalties? And if so, how much of that is going to affect, you know, the day-to-day running costs for Thor Mining?
John, the royalty on Spring Hill is price dependent. Sure. If the gold price is below 1500 Aussie an ounce, we get $6 an ounce for every ounce produced out of the project. If it's above 1500, we get $15 an ounce. Now, right now, the gold price is about $1,650, so we're in the sort of territory where we would like it to be for the duration of production from Spring Hill. Spring Hill, and I must qualify this statement because, you know, Thor no longer have control of the project, and other people are developing their mining plans and their programs, but Spring Hill could produce somewhere between 10 and 20,000 ounces of gold for several years. At 10,000 ounces of gold at $15 an ounce, that's 150,000 Aussie a year. At 20,000, it's 300,000 Aussie a year. And I would suspect it will be in that range. It could get up to 25,000 ounces, but I'm not willing to forecast that. But that's on an annual basis. Somewhere between 150 and 300,000 Aussie a year for four, five, 6 years or thereabouts is what we could expect. I would hope that it could start, that revenue stream could start early in 2018. It might start a little before then, but I suspect not a lot before. I guess that's, at $300,000 Aussie a year, that's roughly, 30% of our 30 to 40% of our standstill costs. That's nice to have that contribution again without asking shareholders to help out.
Sure. Well, we really appreciate your time, Mick. I've just got one last question quickly before we go.
Yeah, sure, John.
When can we expect to maybe see you back on sort of UK shores over the next 6 months or so? Have you got any plans to come back and do any further presentations?
Yes, certainly. I'll be in our annual general meeting. Will be held in late November. The notice of meeting will be out in the next week, I believe. And I'll be in London for that. And the trip after that, possibly, I'm tentatively scheduling for some time in March.
Well, thank you for your time, Mick. That was Mick Billing, CEO and Chairman of Thor Mining PLC, ticker THR, listed on London Stock Exchange and Australian Stock Exchange. Thank you, Mick.
Thanks very much, John. Nice to have you. Nice to be with you.